pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and a bottle. Yeah. Why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. To make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. That's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna.
FM.
If you have all these
Phoenix FM.
They were the Soppy Softies at 7. Bit of an eclectic mix this week, wasn't there? Kicking us off was the Commodores and Easy. That one reached number 9 in 1977. Their biggest hit came the following year in 1978 when Three Times a Lady made it all the way to number 1. Easy is written by Commodores lead singer Lionel Richie, and you might remember that Faith No More did a brilliant cover version of it in 1993 and they took it to number 3. Then we heard Cast and Walk Away. Do you know, Cast have had 7 UK top 10 hits. This was their second when it reached number 9 in 1996. It's taken from their album All Change. Their biggest hit came in 1996 when Flying reached number 4. And then finally, from the Soppy Softies at 7, we heard Depeche Mode and Condemnation. Do you know, it's always a pleasure to play local lads at Depeche Mode. This song, Condemnation, that reached number 9 in 1993. You know, they never quite managed to score a number 1 hit. The highest they've ever reached was number 4, and they've had 3 number 4 hits. The first was People Are People, as well as Barrel of a Gun, and then Precious. Condemnation is written by band member Martin Gore, and did make it all the way to number 1 in Portugal, although, coincidentally, it also reached number 9 in Denmark and in Spain. So they were your Soppy Softies at 7 for this week. Okay, if you are a regular listener, you'll know that after the Soppy Softies at 7, we usually have a bit of a change of direction, and this week is no different.
And now for something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
phone check. 1, 2, 3.
Suits to the drum, lasted part life. Pick the 4, 5, 6, go hit.
Flip the script to move your hips. Play for the weak hit. The blues and the bip.
Set!
That was Guns N' Roses and Ain't It Fun. That was originally recorded by Dead Boys for their album We Have Come For Your Children. Guns N' Roses covered it for their 1993 album The Spaghetti Incident, and it was released as a single the same year, and of course it reached number 9. Chart-wise, it performed best in Portugal, and it made it to number 2 there. Do you know, interestingly, Guns N' Roses' cover of Sympathy for the Devil also made it to number 9. That was 2 years later in 1995. Before that, we heard Dog Eat Dog and No Fronts. Dog Eat Dog, originally from New Jersey in the USA, and legend has it they were one of the first bands to fuse punk and rap music. They do have a really good sound, though, don't they? Anyway, that track was taken from their album All Borough Kings, and it peaked at number 9 in 1996. Now, do you fancy some garbage? Was Garbage and I Think I'm Paranoid. Garbage are actually an American band, aside from lead singer Shirley Manson, who was born in Edinburgh. This was actually the second number nine hit they had in 1998. The first was Push It, which was released 2 months earlier. I Think I'm Paranoid was written and produced by the band and is taken from their album Version 2.0. Their biggest hit is still Stupid Girl, which reached number four in 1996. You are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. It is Saturday, the 9th of December. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And because it is Saturday the 9th of December, we're playing number nines all night long. Well, until Andy comes at 8 o'clock to take over. Now, just to remind you that coming up after me this evening is Andy Furneaux, who is the nicest guy in radio. He's going to be bringing you his Boogie Nights, which is 60s Motown, 70s disco, 80s soul and 90s dance. That is your Saturday evening sorted. You can just kick back and listen to Andy, because he's got a great show for you this evening. Then after Andy, we've got Classic Phoenix at 10 p.m. and that's Steve Robertson presenting 2 hours of classical music. And he does play some really, really good music, I can tell you. A bit like this. That was the Boo Radleys and Wake Up Boo. This is by far their biggest hit. And of course, it's their only top 10. It was released in 1995. Their next biggest hit came the following year in 1996 when Come On Kids just snuck into the top 20, peaking at number 18. I mean, Wake Up Boo does get a lot of... airplay on the radio, doesn't it? So I reckon it's probably been a nice little earner for them. It's taken from their album Wake Up, which was released in 1995. And I think Chris Evans used it as a jingle on one of his radio shows, didn't he? I think he did. Anyway, also, I wanted to remind you that this Monday and every Monday, it's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. And that's at the Essex Arms, which is at 10 Worley Hill in Brentwood. If you want to look it up so you can drive there, the postcode is CM14 5HA. Now, that is hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8pm and 10pm, and all tracks from that are recorded, and then a selection are played on the Sunday Sunday Sessions show. That's not easy to say. The Sunday Sessions show every Sunday from 10am. That's Kev's show, of course, tomorrow morning. Okay, I think, do you know what we need? I think we need some cheeses, don't we? Let's go for it.
If you're looking for some adventure, don't you forget what you have to do. Just take a step in the right direction, and right away he'll be there with you. Don't ever start it if you can't stop. Don't ever start it if you can't stop. When you are playing around with fire, dangerous passion is what you feel. Don't waste your time in the wrong direction, honesty gets you a better deal. Do it again. Do it again with love. Do it again. Do it again with love. Holding, holding, holding fast. Never mind if it doesn't last. Do it again. Do it again with love. Don't ever start it if you can't stop. Don't ever start it if you can't stop. Do it again. Do it again with love. Do it again. Do it again with love. Holding, holding, holding fast. Never mind if it doesn't last. Do it again with love. Do it again. Do it.
That's First Choice and Smarty Pants. Isn't First Choice a package holiday company or something these days? Or am I getting them muddled up with something else? Anyway, First Choice, they had their first two and only UK hits in 1973. The first was Armed and Extremely Dangerous, which is the title track from their album, which both songs have been taken from. That one reached number 16. Then they released Smarty Pants, which crept into the top 10, of course, peaking at number 9. And it's just one of those records that never fails to make me smile, really. Before that, we heard Raffaella Carrera and Do It Again. Raffaella Carrera is actually an Italian singer, and the song was translated from the original in Italian. In fact, it was a hit across Europe in the mid-70s when it was translated into several different languages, including French and German. It peaked at number 9 in the UK in 1978. It is just good fun, though, isn't it? OK, here comes something from the 90s next.
Put on
That's Sheryl Crow and If It Makes You Happy. That was her seventh single release in the UK and the second to make it into the top ten. It peaked at number nine in 1996. Sheryl Crow produced that single herself and co-wrote it with Jeff Trott. And it's taken from her album, her self-titled album, Sheryl Crow. Chart-wise, it did its best work in Canada, where it made it all the way to the top of the charts. Do you know, I always knew at one point I was going to say Sheryl Cole instead of Sheryl Crow. It's always going to happen. Oh, well, let's move on. I just wanted to remind you that I did mention earlier about the Sunday Sessions and Kev Piggott, who is going to record the track from the open mic night on Monday evenings. Then tomorrow, after Kev's show, there's Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. He's going to bring you 2 hours of pop, dance and chart hits, plus some live sessions and interviews. Then at 2 o'clock tomorrow, standing in for Vicky Michelle because she's off doing pancakes, it's John Chip from Phoenix Sport. He's going to be bringing you The Time Machine, where he's going to travel back and bring you some of the best music from years gone by. OK, you know what this show needs, don't you? Yep, more ska.
For 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mellencamp or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
Shower. standing still. I might, but it's hard to tell. Even a slight remark makes nonsense and turns to shock. Have I done something wrong? What's wrong's the wrong that's always around.
That's the Associates and Party Fears too. Now, that song is never, ever going to be one that I attempt at karaoke. I don't even know how Billy McKenzie managed to sing like that. He's got such a distinctive voice, hasn't he? Oh, it is a song. I actually love that song. That's taken from their album Sulk, and it was their debut UK release in 1982, and it remains their biggest hit. It did, of course, reach number 9. Before that, we heard The Beat and Hands Off, She's Mine. That was their second single release. Their first came in 1979 with a double A-side of Tears of a Clown and Ranking Full Stop. That one reached number 6, then Hands Off, She's Mine peaked at number 9 in the following year, in 1918. It's taken from their album I Just Can't Stop. Do you know, it did make it all the way to number 1, though, over in Ireland. Okay, I think we can just about squeeze one more in before we have to say goodnight and make way for Andy. Here's The Charlatans and The Only One I Know.
Yeah.
Okay, that was The Charlatans and The Only One I Know. That was their second single release. Their first was Indian Rope, but that didn't really get anywhere near the top 40. That one peaked at number 57. Later the same year, in 1990, they released The Only One I Know, which peaked at number 9. But of course, you already knew that. The Only One I Know is a certified silver record too. How about that? So that is just about it from me. Thank you so much for keeping me company for the last 2 hours. I really hope you've enjoyed listening to these number 9 hits as much as I've enjoyed playing them. I'm going to leave you with the brilliant Black Grape, who were formed after the breakup of the just as brilliant Happy Mondays. This was their debut single in 1995 and is Reverend Black Grape. And this is just such a great tune. Andy Furno is, of course, on the way at 8 o'clock with his awesome Boogie Night. So please do stay tuned for that one. And then all that's left for me to say is please enjoy the rest of your weekend. Please stay safe. And of course, if you can't stay safe, then you must say sexy. It's a good night from me. Have a good one.
Preferable to the rain.
Amen, brothers and sisters.